AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump has a proven track record of achieving good deals. She says the ceasefire deal with Iran includes the end of enrichment of uranium.
And the idea that President Trump would ever accept an Iranian wish list as a deal is completely absurd. The president will only make a deal that serves in the best interests of the United States of America. And he and his negotiating team will focus on this effort over the next 2 weeks, so long as the Strait of Hormuz remains open with no limitations or delays.
Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz after Israeli attacks in Lebanon. Zaydan El-Zain lives in Beirut.
We just hear explosions, like 3, 4, 5 explosions. So I rushed outside and start running to this location because it's 50 meters away from my place. And I started yelling if someone is injured, if someone needs help. I didn't find anyone.
Israel says the ceasefire does not apply to the fight against Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. Nomi Baryakov is a Middle East expert at the Geneva Center for Security Policy in London.
There have been attacks on Iran this morning. So we've seen some violations of the ceasefire on both sides. There is no mechanism at present in place. There's no monitoring, verification, compliance mechanism to ensure that the ceasefire will hold.
Stocks are higher in late-day trading. The Dow is up more than 1,000 points. A Long Island architect, Rex Huerman, pleaded guilty today to murdering 7 women and admitted he killed an 8th in a string of long unsolved crimes known as the Gilgo Beach killings. A federal judge handed down a sentence of 15 years in prison to Jasveen Singh, who pleaded guilty to selling friend star Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him in a 2023 overdose. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A dash cam recorded a plot to use bombs at a New York City protest.
2 men charged with bringing homemade bombs to a protest outside Gracie Mansion, where the New York City mayor lives, allegedly planned to kill up to 60 people. That's according to a new federal indictment announced Tuesday. Their conversations recorded on a dash cam as they drove from Pennsylvania to Manhattan ahead of the March 7th attack. Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi allegedly discussed targeting the government and civilians. The devices failed to explode. Both were quickly detained. Julie Walker, New York.
Southwest Airlines says it's raising its checked baggage fees by $10, less than a year after ending its famous bags fly free policy. Starting tomorrow, 1 checked bag will cost $45, the second $55. Loyalty members, military personnel, and Southwest credit card holders can still check a first bag for free. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.